It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Chris is joining us in the last hour. People still talking about the Hall of Fame coach from Oklahoma on Oklahoma's entrance to the SEC. We're not that long away from one of the biggest basketball games of the year in the conference, Tennessee hosting number one ranked Alabama. Nate Oates joined us yesterday, but we are going to talk about that and other things with Ashley Woods, who has joined us often throughout the years in various roles in Tuscaloosa, formerly of the sports editor of the Crimson and White. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us. And before we get to the game tonight, congratulations. You're now the editor of the CNW and some historical significance being the first female person of color to be in that job. I know that's not what you're interested in now. You're interested in talking about the game, but we are very happy and thrilled with your continued success. Every time we talk to you, you're knocking down some other glass ceiling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for having me, and thanks again. It's an honor and a privilege to be the first to serve in that position, and I can't wait to get started in May. I still have some work to do over at 1956, but I can't wait to get started in May over at the CW.
Well, it seems like I just saw you. We were in Tuscaloosa for the Iron Bowl, and I was joking with one of your colleagues that I think you have not broken the record. You've shattered the record in terms of the number of appearances on this program, and it is just the beginning. But thank you for being here. And let's talk about the story of the moment, the number one ranked Crimson Tide. How is that playing on campus, the fact that you have the number one basketball team in the country?
You know, there are very few people on campus that were around or even alive when Alabama was last ranked number one back in 2002-2003. So everyone on campus is very excited. You know, a lot of people have talked about this is the house that the late great Cameron Luke Ratliff has built, and they're just super excited to now have the number one basketball team in the country in Tuscaloosa, and they're just excited to see what this team can do come March.
Yeah, I got the impression, Ashley, last night talking to Nate Oates that he's okay with it. It's part of the comes with the territory, but he also knows he could all go down the drain tonight in an hour. But in terms of just student pride, being number one in football is old hat. What about being number one in basketball?
Yeah, this is new territory for Alabama fans and Alabama students because, like I said, it hasn't happened in over 20 years. So it's very excited to their fans and students are very excited to see this basketball team kind of live up to the potential and the hype that came with Nate Oates' hire back in 2019 and now with just the team that they built during the offseason after the 2021-2022 season.
Ashley, let's talk about some of the other movements on campus. Two new coordinators, one for the third time. The other one, Tommy Rees, 30 years old, coming from Notre Dame. We've had mixed reviews from callers. What is your constituency having to say about it?
Yeah, it's kind of mixed reviews. On the student side, I think students are excited about what Tommy Rees can bring to the offense. And they're also excited about what Kevin Steele could potentially bring back to the Alabama defense. But a lot of them are just unsure at the moment because I think some people are still thinking about Pete Golding and Bill O'Brien. So they're cautiously optimistic to wait to see what happens in the fall to see if they need to be excited for what these new offensive coordinators could bring to the table. But I am excited to see what both of these coordinators bring in the fall. They have a pretty stacked stock of talent coming into Tuscaloosa next fall. So I'm excited to see what they do with that.
And Kevin Steele, a little more familiar, but still, he was at Auburn for a couple of years. He's been a lot of different places. He went to Tennessee, never got on the field because Jeremy Pruitt was let go. Is there a feeling that he is the coach for a while, or is he just holding the seat warm until Jeremy Pruitt gets out of NCAA jail?
I am not sure if that's the sense at students that have at the moment. I think people are just excited to see what these two bring to the team this year. And what happens down the line is what happens down the line.
Talking to Ashley Woods, who will become the editor of the Crimson and White. Ashley, let's talk about that for a second, because we've seen you over the years on campus, and you're certainly an active and a very visible member of that student community, both in the publication side and with what you've been doing most recently. I realize the job doesn't start for a while, but you had to get the job, so you had to convince, I'm sure, some people about what your plans will be. What can you tell us about how you are going to lead a very important part of that university in terms of the interaction with the most important people, the students?
Yeah, for sure. A good chunk of my plan is focusing on what I've done at 1956, which is diversifying student media, so amplifying voices that are not necessarily seen in student publications or just in publications in general, and making sure that those voices, those stories, those experiences are told, while also making sure that the CW maintains its responsibility to accurate, fair, and clear journalism. And that's kind of essentially what my plan is. I hope to implement the things that I've done at 1956 over at the CW, because I do believe that the future of student media and publications in general relies on diversity of stories, voices, and people writing those stories.
And Ashley, that's so important and interesting to hear, because, yeah, I mean, we're sports fans. We're not into the weeds of what young people are thinking and doing, but I know how passionate you are, and having been on that campus and interacted with other students, especially in the communications department, it just seems that it is such a different place. I mean, that's obvious. We've seen the newsreel, but how would you describe that campus right now in terms of where your direction is and really where the school's direction is?
The school is heading into this direction where it needs to come to terms with its issues of diversity from the past, while also helping current and potentially prospective students in the future feel welcome on campus and make sure that their voices are heard. And I have a unique responsibility being the editor-in-chief over at 1956 and will be the editor-in-chief over at the CW to kind of balance those two acts, kind of a balancing act of making sure those voices are heard, but also reporting on things that are important to campus and making sure that we do our due diligence as a publication and as a group of journalists, storytellers, photographers, and such.
Well, Ashley, once again, congratulations. We look forward to many more visits. We're all thrilled for you over here, and we will look forward to seeing you very, very soon. Thank you for your time. We'll take a short break as we get ready for an evening of college basketball. Bama playing at 7 p.m. Eastern time, a couple other games about to begin, and your phone calls around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Matthew Morrell getting ready as the Rebels on the road. Taking on the Gators. And we return after a busy show with Barry Switzer and many more. Can you top Barry Switzer? Well, legend is next.
Jesus has left Chicago, and he's headed for T-Town. Woo! That's right, brother. I said Jesus has left Chicago, and he's headed for T-Town. What's up, my black-eyed brother? What's up, baby? What's up?
Legend.
Woo! Man, man, man. Ain't you a Tennessee basketball fan, Paul?
Always.
Y'all ready? Y'all well, ready, baby?
Well, we just don't want one thing, the game to come down to a last-second shot.
No, because we're going to hit it from 50 feet away. Mark Sears with that left hand. Nothing but that, baby. Shots! Pennies! Woo! It ain't going to be that close. Paul, did I get this right? I'm looking here at my online bookie, and is Alabama underdog tonight? This got to be a misprint, right?
No, I saw that this morning. The line maybe changed. It's not like I'm watching it in real time, but they were earlier.
And the famous words of Little John, what? What? Here's the thing. The hardwood ninjas are coming, Tennessee. This ain't no one-time Buster Douglas national champion number one ranking here, baby. This one of them Mike Tyson runs. We better get on right here.
Here's By the way, we checked. We checked, Legend. Tennessee is nearly a three-point favorite.
I'm finna bet the house. Man, is the bank still open? Get my ATM card out. I'm finna leave right now under this card. Headed to the ATM. Man. I see Kentucky's an underdog. Arkansas's an underdog. I'm doing a 3-team parlay right now. Arkansas, Kentucky, and Alabama online. I think all three of them underdogs win tonight. I could be wrong, though. I know I've been known to be wrong. Paul, but in the business, this is what we call the same thing that Ted Williams from Tuscaloosa calls his breath, a smelly fish.
Yeah, well, I dug pretty deep. It's 2.5 to 3, Legend, depending on where you're participating.
Well, my bookie's got it at 3, so I'm going to take that plus 125 on the money line for $200 right now. Hey, Paul, let me ask you this, man. Have you ever received a Valentine gift or a gift at Christmas or for your birthday from an individual unexpected that you didn't see coming, and it so touched your black, cold heart, it just melted it, and you became a better person? Have you ever received a gift like that, Paul?
I think so, but tell me, I'm getting the impression you just got one.
Man, I got a Valentine gift yesterday. It changed my life, Paul. It changed my life. It broke my black, cold heart down. I can feel love again, Paul. I mean, it's that kind of gift. It came out of the blue from a person that the relationship, I mean, I just never thought it was there. I never knew they cared that much, Paul. I just never knew they cared that much. And it changed the legend. I'm a better man today because of it, Paul, because somebody loved me enough to give me a Valentine gift like that. Man, it was awesome, Paul. It was awesome, man. It was awesome. It was an experience I'll never forget. And I just want to thank the Georgia Bulldogs for my vote.
Let's continue with more phone calls here. David is in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, David.
Wow. Hello, Paul. I am literally shocked that I got through. I am a second-time caller, not a first. I think I called like 8 or 9 years ago, and I was so embarrassed and humbled. I think I lasted maybe 15 seconds, and I was dismissed. So hopefully I can last a bit longer this time. So
you've already made it to the 19-second mark.
Well, I'm ahead. Anyway, so you got a call earlier that asked you about who you thought would replace Coach Saban, and you said, well, you couldn't really tell now or when that would happen until you knew kind of what the coaching environment, the coaching fields were at that time. I started just making some notes after you said that. And it kind of came up with a scenario. So, you know, one time Alabama's president made a statement that hiring Coach Saban was the best financial investment that the University of Alabama had ever made. I think you probably remember hearing
Robert Witt, the former right. President, made that statement.
Right. And every year that Coach Saban gets a raise, and when some people criticize that, a lot of people say, hey, with the amount of money that he's brought into the university and into the state of Alabama, that he is a bargain at twice of whatever he's being paid. So given that, if he were to retire, my feeling is that I don't particularly like this individual, unless he's my coach and I probably love him, but I don't particularly like him. But I feel that the only coach that could continue what Coach Saban has done is Kirby Smart. And that being said, he would not leave Georgia for another million or another two or three or four. But if Coach Saban is worth twice his salary now, if Alabama were to go to Kirby Smart and it's offering $20 million or so to come to Alabama and also make his staff the highest paid staff in football, it's going to do one of two things. One, it's going to give us probably the greatest chance of continuing what we've had here, especially since allegedly he's the new Alabama. If we can get the new Alabama back to the old Alabama, we have a better shot of doing that. But secondly, if he says no, he's going to take that offer into Georgia, and it's going to cost Georgia $20 million to keep it. So seriously, what do you think something like that could possibly happen?
David, I think the odds of that are below zero. I don't think Kirby Smart would ever do it, because if he left Georgia, I think it would be because somebody convinced him that the NFL was a better quality of life existence. But considering he went to Georgia's from Georgia, all the things that everyone watching and listening knows. I don't think $20 million would be enough because I don't understand the high finances of that kind of money, and very few people do. But when you're making 12 and somebody offers you 20, would you explain to me how that really changes anything?
Well, but if your net, you know, becomes or what if your is it, if your gross becomes your net?
Yeah, no, I mean I understand that, but I mean, at this point, he's now raking in an unbelievable amount of money, and he's not wanting for anything. He's got the best operation in sports. I think the bigger question would be this: is that a better job than where he is? And, well, and I don't think it is. So I appreciate it. It's interesting to think about. Brian is in Birmingham. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. I've got a great Barry Switzer story I wanted to run by you.
Sure.
And I think you will really understand what I'm talking about. This was back in, I had some box seats at Alabama back in the Shula days, and my daughter was in college there. My son was probably 14, 15 years old, and he wanted to go every game. And we did, and we went to games, and we loved it. And so we're sitting in a skybox, and lo and behold, my son would have never known his face. But I knew Barry Switzer when he walked in the door. And there's probably 25 people in the box, and, you know, and Barry's sort of making his rounds around the box. And I grabbed my son. I said, "That's Barry Switzer. He is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Oklahoma national champion, Super Bowl with Dallas, et cetera." And, of course, Barry had on both of his rings, which were huge. And I mean, so anyway, I asked my son. My son said, Daddy, will you take me over there and introduce me to him?" And I had never met Barry before, but, you know, I grew up, I'm about your age, so I grew up loving, you know, him and the competition and
sure. So
on and so forth. But anyway, so we walk over there, and I said, "Coach Switzer, you know, this is my son," told him his name, and, you know, "he'd really like to meet you, and he'd like to look at your rings." And he was so nice. He, you know, grabbed my son by the shoulder, and he shook his hands, and he showed him both the rings and told him what they were. Well, there were four of us, actually. It was Barry Switzer, myself, my son, and there was another individual standing there, you know, sort of staring at us like, he was out of the conversation, and I didn't, you know, I never do that. So I stuck my hand out and said, "Hey, I'm Brian Peoples." Sorry, I shouldn't have said my name. But the guy said, "Hi, I'm Logan Young."
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And we are back, and we are taking your phone calls the rest of the way. What an afternoon this has been with Barry Switzer and so many other great guests. Let's continue. Tommy is up next. Hey, Tommy, go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I hear this thing all the time about them going and trying to catch up with Nick Saban. I hear these guys saying all the time that they're trying to catch up with Nick Saban. And I think Georgia's in the scene now
about how great Nick Saban is as far as losing coaches every year, but the expectations never changes. You know, they still want you to perform at a high level. And when you take down Alabama, you take them down by taking their coaches. When you agree, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I think the toughest thing in any walk of life is maintaining success, because you're measured against what you've done, the pressure, there's an expectation, and what you were always trying to do for 40 years, trying to become the best, now it's expected, and if you don't do it, it feels like a disappointment.
I think, Paul, that, you know, Georgia, they say we're arrogant, and I really don't think they really understand the journey of a 10-year-long span of dominance and losing coaches. But still, to this year, Paul, Alabama lost fire because the type of coaches that Nick Saban ended up with. So now he's trying to find coaches to light that fire back up out of those players. That's what Georgia gonna have to understand. When you're replacing coaches, you gotta come in with the right coaches every year to replace those coaches. You think that's fair, Paul?
I think that's very fair, and this is the first. Well, I say it's the first test for Kirby Smart. It really isn't. He lost Dan Lanning last year, but I don't think people thought that was as big a deal, because Kirby Smart is essentially the defensive coordinator. He had Muschamp there, and he was able to move Glenn Schumann and Muschamp into that spot. So this is a little more important because Kirby Smart is a defensive coach, and this is an offensive position. And if Kirby had gone out and let's say he had hired Tommy Rees, there might be a different reaction to this. But there is a stigma connected to Mike Bobo, and that's what he's dealing with.
Yeah, because you know what Mike Bobo is, you know. And the thing about it is, Paul, you know, I'm not coming to shoot Georgia or anything. They're on top right now. But Georgia's just finna see how hard it is to stay on top and then replace coaches every year. You know, that's all I wanted to say, Paul.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I think another question that was raised by the caller who was talking about how Alabama should, when Saban leaves, it should try to hire Kirby Smart. But, and I raise this question, I've had a few people push back on me, but why would you leave where you are when it's your school, first of all, and you've built this behemoth? You have brand new facilities across the board to go someplace and replace Saban. Why would you do that? Same thing is applicable to Dabo Sweeney, although the circumstances are a little bit different because he plays in a different league. But that's the one thing that I can't quite figure out. Anyway, let's check in with Larry, who is in Missouri. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Brown. Hey, Mr. Brown. How you get along today?
It's been a long time. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great, great. Hey, man, I appreciate it. And I'm actually playing this straight today. If you'll give me a minute or two.
Sure.
I just got a quick Barry Switzer story for you, my personal Barry Switzer story. And this was years ago, and you remember when my son got sick and ended up passing away or whatever. Anyway, he had a broke femur, a broke hip, was on a ventilator 24 hours a day. And we were in the hospital. I'm like, you know, I can't even get him to the hospital. I'm going to need a wheelchair accessible van and a generator, because, you know, I was 100% dependent on power. You know, if I lost power, you had to use an ambu bag, push it every 5 seconds to keep him alive, you know. So I'm like, hell, I never asked nobody for nothing. But, I mean, you know, I'm like, so I started a GoFundMe, which, and a lot of your callers from this show donated to me, friends of mine from this show, people I didn't even know, which I appreciate them. But how it gets back to Barry Switzer, just before that, he started out of the blue, started following me on Twitter, which is surprisingly enough. And I don't know Barry Switzer. I have met him since this. But anyway, he started following me, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't have enough followers, and I'll just ask Barry Switzer if he would just put it on it, because he's got several hundred thousand followers. If he put it on his feed, just, you know, here's the GoFundMe, you know. And I didn't hear nothing for about 5 minutes, and I thought, well, hell, you know, I can't blame him. He don't know me or whatever. And all of a sudden, I get this DM back, Barry Switzer. He says, now, what's going on? So I explained it to him again, and lo and behold, but just like that, boom, he puts it on his feed. And then I told him, I said, now, Coach, I'm not asking you for any money at all. I just, if you just do that for me. And 1 minute later, he sends me a check for $500.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't even know Barry Switzer. He doesn't know me. I'm just saying he is one hell of a good man. And I don't care what anybody says. He's always the king to me. Thanks for taking my call, Paul. I'll call you back.
Really, it's great to hear from you again. You bet. That is a remarkable story. JK is up next.
What's going on, fine bum?
JK, welcome.
Hey, Paul, you know what I don't like about these long, drawn-out stories we keep hearing from these folks? We don't have anybody to verify these stories. So, I don't want to hear all these long, drawn-out stories every day about Barry Switzer and all these people that people meet. Who cares? And to this guy that just called a few minutes ago about Alabama, coaches.
JK, the guy just called and said Barry Switzer was trying to save his son's life. You don't think that's a big deal?
Hey, Paul, let me talk about this guy that just called about Bama.
Okay.
This guy talking about the coaches are the reasons of Bama's late non-success. What is he really talking about? And Kirby in Georgia is going to experience what it feels like when coaches leave on a consistent basis. Is this just about Bama not cutting it the last 2 years? What is it really about? I mean, it's on one hand, they're dominant. On the other hand, they're losing because the coaches are leaving. I don't get it. The narrative changes after every loss, it seems to me. It's just crazy to me. They are not willing to accept being not on the top. There's no way they're not on the top. They want the benefit of the doubt. They act like Karens when they lose. I don't get it, Paul. Do you know of a sportsmanship class that all Alabama fans can take online this month?
Well, JK, I think Alabama fans live in their own world because they've owned the sport for so long, and they don't care. They don't think like you do or other people do.
Paul, look, Paul. I'm a Miami fan. Basketball, football, baseball, diving. That's it. I don't switch teams because of Miami football, and then I go to USC basketball. I'm a Miami fan straight down the line. But that's what they ought to be. They ought to just root for one team and accept losing when losing happens. It's okay. Miami was dominant. We won championships every other year for 3 years and played in 4 national championships in 5 years. That's dominating. But once they start losing and hadn't won since 2001, what do? I accept it. I still talk my smack. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to laugh. But winning is not everything.
But, JK, what I don't understand is why you seem like a really bright guy. Why you let these people bother you? And you're going to say that,
Paul,
they don't, but you talk about them all the time.
No, Paul.
I mean, you and I, man, go on a cruise together.
Hey, Paul, I know you're a smart guy. Because you got ESPN to pay you millions of dollars to do what you do. You're very smart. But yeah, you're right. I'm a bright young man in my own world. Whatever their opinion is of me, I don't care. But Paul, you just have to realize winning is not everything. It's a good thing, but it's not everything. But accept it when it doesn't happen. That's what I don't like about Bama fans. It's not that I'm not obsessed with Alabama. I live in Birmingham, Alabama. Everybody in my sports group, about 90% of them, are Alabama fans. So whatever I say, they're not going to agree with it because I don't like Alabama. Point blank, period. Just like tonight, I'm taking Tennessee in the points. Alabama basketball is just fool's gold, baby, and you know it's going just like last year. They wanted to be number one seed. They lost the first game of the SEC tournament. They lost in the first game of the NCAA tournament. The airplane never got cold. So I don't care nothing about Alabama being ranked number one. That's just somebody's opinion.
We appreciate that. JK, we're heading to a break. You want to give us a final thought or a phone call? 855-242-7285.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.